Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. President and CEO of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society joins us this morning to talk about the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society. Todd Kramer is here to tell us about the organization's Animal Care Center and their upcoming Paws in the Park fundraiser, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Todd to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Joe, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you on the program. So give us a sense of the organization, your mission, and what you've been up to, which includes a really, really nice new animal care center.
It does. We've been up to a lot this past year. We just had the grand opening and ribbon cutting for our new 32,000 square foot animal care center on the same site at 3 Oakland Avenue in Menands. It's going to allow us to do a lot more work and beef up our animal care, which is so important to us, right? Our first priority. Serves our mission to really enhance the lives of people and the pets, you know, the pets and people who love them. And with that, there's just so many more things that we're going to do, such as basic obedience training, so we can engage the community there and help keep pets in their homes. We have the pet loss support group that we do once a month. We'd like to do more yoga with cats. That was a real hit last year, and we did that for folks. The new center is really all about becoming a community destination, because the work that we do is about serving people as well as the pets. If you don't reach the people, you can't help the pets. And so we want people just to come in, even if they don't need programs or services. Maybe they just had a rough day and need to take a breather before they get home and back to their busy lives. Come on in, bring a cup of coffee, hang out with some cats. We're happy to do that.
That's cool. Of course, a lot of wonderful things to talk about, but all I really want to talk about now is cat yoga.
Yeah, I know. And actually, no yoga happens with that, Joe. It's really just hanging out with cats.
Okay.
But, you know, there's really three things that we want to do in addition to the animal care. You know, the animal care for us, giving top quality animal care, is a given for us. It's what we do every day. We don't take that for granted. Outside of that, three things we want to do are fundraise, friendraise, and fundraise. And the yoga with cats is a great way to do a little bit of all of that and just make some friends, have some fun, and just, again, be that community destination that we want to be for folks.
When you look at the overall, your mission, talk about how you work with other organizations, the sort of, because you're ultimately an umbrella, right?
So we, I wouldn't say we're an umbrella, we're a separate, you know, 501c3 private organization, but we do work nationally with the Humane Society of the United States and the ASPCA. Now, they are not parent chapters to what we
right.
do. So when you give to one of those groups, it does not automatically come
sure.
directly to us. We can apply for competitive grants. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. But, you know, we serve the Capital District first and foremost. That's our first priority. But as we can, we branch out and go way beyond that. So we worked with the Humane Society of the United States to help animals displaced by Hurricanes Irma and Harvey. This past week, we had two staff down in Florida flying between Puerto Rico, Florida, and then other states to transport animals out of Puerto Rico and make sure that they're safe, because we're able to do that. And, you know, locally, we partner with Equinox, Unity House, an abundance of human food pantries to expand our reach so that we can help pets in that way as well. So we believe in being a good neighbor and trying to support the other groups as well as the community members who support us all year long.
So the new center, tell us a little bit about what that has allowed you to do. I mean, you talked about it, but as far as what it allows you to do now that you weren't allowed to do prior to it opening.
Well, first and foremost, you know, it's up to date, it's modern, it's state of the art. We've got the right ventilation, the right drainage, all those things, the right kennel space. All of those things keep animals happy. When they're happy, they're not stressed, and when they're not stressed, they're healthy. So what that means is that we have a shorter length of stay because we're not treating them. We can get those animals in homes faster, which means I can then take more in and help more animals. So it's really going to help us to allow us to help more pets. Our community room now seats 103 folks. So there's a lot that we can do with that to engage the community and educate to better the lives for animals. So You know, we have the basic obedience training coming up. Pet retention is a really big focus of ours. We don't want pets coming into our animal care center. We want them staying in the homes that already love them.
Right.
So the community center allows us to do that with education and training, along with our pet food pantry, our vaccine clinics, our low-cost spay and neuter programs. Outside of that, we can begin talking a little bit more about all animals. So even though we don't serve wildlife, that's not our mission, we care about them. And so if folks want to come in and to a discussion group and learn about how to live with wildlife, you have skunks in your backyard, what do? We want to teach you how to deal with that. Maybe you're considering moving to a plant-based diet for health reasons or just because you think it's better for the animals. That's your choice, but we can educate you about that so you can make an informed decision. And outside of that, hopefully we can save more animals from outside our region because we'll be able to move them through our facility because, again, we have the space and the ability to do that. And then more with children. I'd like to really have us focus more on kids. When you catch kids when they're younger, you're building humane people and lifelong adopters and pet lovers. We also know that there's a link between abuse in the home and animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can capture those kids when they're young, maybe we can prevent some of that to make their lives better and lives better for animals.
Let us talk for a moment about Paws in the Park and one of your major fundraisers that happens Saturday, October 14th, otherwise known as this coming Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So this is our annual dog walk. We have a new venue this year. It's at the Joe Bruno Stadium. It's on Saturday from 11 to 3. And folks can come with their dogs and, of course, do the walk with us. And but there'll be lots of activities and vendors there. So we'll have a bouncy house, we'll have a station where your pet can actually paint a portrait for you. We put the safe paint on their paws and let them walk on the canvas, and it's just a nice keepsake to take home with you. And there'll be nail trims provided by pet spas. The Albany County DA's office will be there with their anti-cruelty task force. So there'll be a variety of activities and people to see. And it's just a good time for the family. You know, come out for a few hours and take a walk, enjoy your pets, introduce them to other pets, and it's not so many venues where you can go with your pet, you know, and enjoy the day, and this is just
right.
One of those fun things to do.
It is Saturday, October 14th from 11 to 3 at the Joe Bruno Stadium, and it's the 8th annual Paws in the Park. We have just a moment or two. By the way, you can find out more information about all the great work by going to mohawkhumane.org, mohawkhumane.org, and I'll give that again at the end of the segment. Talk a little bit, you mentioned this, your people have been around and in Florida and elsewhere and during Harvey. Talk about the pets that you've been able to take care of as a result of the horrible storms that have hit this country.
Yeah, with those two hurricanes, we were able to bring in about 40 dogs and 15 cats. And these are pets that, you know, have been through quite a bit. They've already been surrendered to an animal care organization in Houston or in Florida. That's stressful. Then they get displaced. Then they get transported by an airplane. And so they come to us, you know, scared, but often very happy to see us. And then we get them ready. We make sure that they're ready to go home. They get spayed and neutered, vaccinated, socialized. We give them lots of love, which is what we're best at. And the most notable story there is York. York's since been adopted and gone home, but he was a pit bull mix. And as you know, that breed oftentimes has a stigma to it, which, you know, isn't necessarily deserved. A dog is a dog. A dog has its individual traits. And York really showed that he was an ambassador for the breed. He carried his teapot toy the entire way from Houston. And when he came down the ramp at the airport, the conveyor belt, he had that in his mouth, wagging his tail. And anytime he went to greet him, that toy went with him. And we made sure that toy stayed with him until he went home. And it's just so heartwarming to see these animals get a second chance. And it's even more heartwarming to see the hours and the energy that the team puts into making that happen. And outside of that is we can't do any of this work. We can't operate the Safe Haven program, the pet food pantry, the clinics, or do this disaster response work without the support of the public, who's been so good to us. And I can't thank our donors and supporters enough. There's also still time to get involved with the Animal Care Center, either as a volunteer or making a contribution. You can name a room. You can pay for that over time if that's easier, and you can actually put your name on something that's going to stand the test of time and be here for decades to come.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful stuff. You can find out more information about all the great work for that the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society is doing by going to their website. It's mohawkhumane.org. The Mohawk Hudson Humane Society's Paws in the Park fundraiser is this Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Joe Bruno Stadium in Troy, New York, mohawkhumane.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org. Todd is president and CEO of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society, and we thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great pleasure to have you on the program. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.